irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, June 9th. Jen is off today, but I have a very, very special guest who's going to co-host with me today, and her name is Leah.
Sandy.
Welcome to the show, Leah.
Hi, Sam. Yeah,
don't be fooled. She's not that soft-spoken at all.
Just,
that's just the way she's out of the
that's
gate.
That's my introductory voice.
Yeah.
My sensual hi, Sam.
And you know what? This is a throwback, 3 years? 4 years?
Three.
Ago? 3 years we haven't
three
seen
years
each other.
We have not. I've not sat here in, I think, 3.5, because I gave, when I was pregnant with River, was the last interview I ever did.
Wow.
And it was at Dash Radio, I think.
Okay. So I didn't see you pregnant, right?
No. I was huge. I'm really? So glad. Oh, man. Man.
I think I saw it on Instagram or something. You have some pictures, right?
Yeah. I'm Italian, so I'm
like the latest baby I saw, I think.
Yeah. The other one, I still had my other Instagram open that was larger, and I posted some pics, but like because of my job in general, people were like, ew, she's pregnant now. And I'm like, are you serious? Like I'm a nude art model. What do you want from me? Like you're supposed to appreciate the body in any human form. Come on. You know, so I just shut it down. I was like, forget it. I don't care.
Yeah, let people go. You know, I mean, there's too many haters on the internet. You know, you got to really stay away. I mean, I'm totally like stressed by all the situation, and I think Facebook is really stressing me out.
Really?
Yeah. So why? I think I'm going to stay away a little bit because of all the politics and the virus and everything. I'm just like tired of.
This is one safe place for you, Sammy. We won't talk about any of it today.
Yeah. That's right. You know, and no, but seriously, I'm considering. I mean, I read two newspapers.
A detox from social media.
Yeah.
People have called it that, and it's real. Yeah. I think a lot of people, especially influencers, we're in LA. Everyone knows that is LA talk. But at the same time, like I know a lot of influencers and they will say, I have content that I put back in like a bank and I will post it, but I won't read comments and I'll just post it and go away.
Right.
Because I cannot take everyone's opinion all the time.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. But then I ask, so why post in the first place? You know, just shut up and that's it.
Yeah, it's their job. So, you know, for them, it's like they're posting pictures of fitness or, you know, modeling. But at the same time, someone will say, oh, you're fake or oh, you're this or oh, you're that. And, you know, it's like, you know, one of the girls who I follow who's in fitness recently got a lot of flack for being in a different country and posting something about, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. And they were like, well, you're not doing anything. Well, she had donated $11,000. Yeah. But she's in a different country, so she really couldn't do much, you know. But she just was like, you know what? I'm taking time away from it now.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone's, the whole world
is
hurting.
Yeah, you'll never
right now.
Win, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I read two newspapers a day. And so I, you know, and then internet and then some TV news. And I'm like bombarded with this shit. I'm like, enough already.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, 2020 has been crazy. It's not been any good news. You know what I mean? Kobe died. He was holding the glue of the world together. Who knew that Kobe's death would start all of this? But then Kobe died and then we had COVID and then we just have all these like this tension. It has not been any good news so far.
Right.
By far, the best thing that's happened in 2020 is our reunion.
That's true, right? So far.
Let that be the word on the street.
Yeah, exactly. So, talking about the coronavirus, there's talk that, I don't know if it's true or not, but they're saying that some organization said that if you're asymptomatic, then it's very rare to pass it to somebody else. And that nullifies everything because, I mean, the reason we closed up everything is because we're afraid people that do not have the symptoms will pass it on to us. Because people that are sick, you know they're sick, and they'll probably stay home anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So what is the point? I mean, they destroyed our fucking economy. Businesses are struggling now. Everybody's closing down for good.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, you know? So I don't know what's going to happen out of this whole corona thing, but...
Yeah. You know, I actually heard, too, that it's really weird, but that certain blood types are more susceptible to getting coronavirus than others.
Oh, really?
O is less, like, I guess, less susceptible, but A is the most susceptible to getting it.
Really?
Yeah. So not only pre-existing conditions, but now a blood type too. So,
Jeez.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't know about that. But have you been like trying to stay careful, or are you kind of like...
My husband's an ICU nurse. We don't care about anything. I mean, you honestly, he'll come home and sneeze on me and I'm just like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He's like, and I also didn't wear PPE today. And I'm like, fantastic. You know what I mean? Like, so basically, like, what do you want to do? Wear a condom in the world and just, you know what I mean? Like, you really can't. You can't really overly protect yourself. It's too hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I have children. I have friends. We have events. It's just, you know, we do what we can, but...
Exactly. You can't stop your life completely, you know? I mean, it's crazy.
No, you can't. There's no way.
You know, I mean, I had my birthday last month, and we had like a drive-by, you know, because nobody, you know.
Lammy. I'll take
But
you
it
out.
Was the family. And but
it
we
was
didn't
the
just,
family. Yeah, you got know, so Italian on me. It was adorable. The family.
The family. but no, I mean, and then we kept, so they came out of their cars, and we kept it all. I mean, we were still talking to each other and everything, but we kept it in the front driveway so people won't.
Yeah, well, go, is your family?
Oh, there's a gathering and shit like that. Cause
who cares? Like, you
well,
know
neighbors,
what?
Neighbors yeah. started reporting people.
You're kidding right. me. Well, I guess if it's like 20 plus or something of that nature, but if it's like a family, because you don't have a large family.
Well, no, there were about 15 people there, I think.
That's less than 20. I'm good with that. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just tell them that you have enough room to social distance in that area.
Yeah, well, we didn't, it's not like you tell anybody. It's just like, that's the way it was organized for me, so I went along with it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to reorganize another party for you. Okay. Like, we'll do a half birthday for you. We'll do something fun when everything reopens.
Yeah. Well, when is your birthday?
January 1st. I'm a very, like, really? Type A person, so I started my life on a calendar year.
Yeah,
you know what
you
I mean?
Did.
Like, I'm very, I get up at 4, I go run. I'm like, if a serial killer wants to kill me, it's right. not going to be hard to profile me and figure out where I am every
right.
single day.
Exactly. So you're like New Year's baby.
New Year's Day. Yeah.
New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Pretty cool.
I know. I screwed my dad on taxes, Very didn't cool. I? That was so mean. But hey, what are you going to do?
I know someone's got 12/31st, but I can't remember who. So that's almost the same, you know, the
it's
last
almost,
day or
yeah.
the first day.
It was cool for me when I was 21 and when I was 18, because when I was 17 years old, I would walk up to the club and I'd be like, hey, look, in like 3 hours, I'm like 18. I can be in here. And he's like, go in, you know, and then, like, I would go on New Year's Eve. Everyone's out already. So it's like you don't have to organize anything because everyone's already out doing something. So it's not like you really have to be like, hey, can we go out for my birthday? It's just you throw a cake in it and then you throw alcohol and it's woo, it's a party. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it's fine. So, you know,
Well, I'm really glad you came because, I mean, we've been trying to do this for 3 years, folks, and it hasn't exactly worked out.
That two-year-old.
You know, but we've kept in touch, which is a great thing. You
well,
know?
Look, I am not a bridge burner, and I also believe in genuine connection. And when I have a good connection with people, no matter what's going on with my life, I'll check in on them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There are people still in Alabama I've been friends with for a long time. I'm a very private person. I think everyone knows that about me.
Uh-huh.
I like stay to myself. Like, my kids are my life. You know, my husband's my life. I do everything according to them. But at the same time, I put my friends. Like, I'm the kind of person where I won't be close to you if I can't come and get you at 2:00 in the morning if you call me. Do you know what I mean? That's just how I am. That's the Bama in me.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So that's what it is.
I'd come and rescue you 2:00 in the morning.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we're that good friends, right?
No,
yeah, I mean, if you asked for it, I'd get up and
I would never do that.
Out.
I would never, like, say, I'm
I know there's a lot you'd call first, but still, I'm just saying.
No. I would just never wake you up. I would just defend myself and then be like, Sam, I'm in jail the next morning. You know, like, can you come bail me out? Sorry.
I know, man. Wow. So, I wanted, there's so many things I want to ask you and stuff, but I'm trying to remember, we met through a host, through a show that you came as a guest on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was
originally
a
guest. We met through
there,
and I don't even remember when it happened. I just know that we've been friends since then.
Yeah.
And it's been very cool, you know?
You know, this is what I love about life, is that show in particular, so... when I got asked to be on it, he had a cancellation last minute.
Right.
And we had just connected because his former co-host, girlfriend situation at the same time, hot mess situation. Love them both. But, you know, it was one of those things where he was like, look, someone canceled on me. I need you to come through. Can you just be a guest? And I was like, but I'm not interesting. I have nothing going on. Like, I'm just a person. Like, but sure, I'll come fill in your spot.
You got the personality.
Hey,
that's all you need.
Bada bing. So, but you know, I did, and I showed up, and it's like I met so many great people just from saying yes to that one opportunity.
Really?
Absolutely. Wow. Casey, you know, I mean, like, that's the most genuine thing. Like, I'm that for that day, even though that, you know, I'm not doing that show anymore or whatever else, that day significantly changed my life, especially in LA.
Yeah.
I have a family out here now. Oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah.
How
long have you been in LA now?
Almost 10 years.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I can't. Wow. I like, so, okay, in 3 more years, 10.
I mean, I don't have a reason not to believe it, but okay.
For me, it just like, it's like an evaporation of time. I mean, it could be the weed in the air and the fact that, like, you know, time passes faster when you walk through a puff of that cloud. But, you know, like, it definitely feels like yesterday I moved here. I moved here on September 11th, 2013, like a month before my dad passed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Wild.
2013.
Yeah. So like 2023, I'll be here 10 years.
Right.
I know. And it's just, it's weird to think. Someone asked me recently, you ever go back to
Alabama?
But
wait a minute. You're 7 years now. You're already thinking 3 years ahead? I am thinking
20 years ahead, Sam.
No, but you say 10
years. You know me.
No,
look, I have my investment properties. I'm already trying to retire at 34, okay? Yeah. I don't care.
Because
I know
when I met you, you were still kind of new here, you know? I mean, not that new, but.
Three, four years in.
But it's not 10.
No, it's almost like I'm thinking, because I'm rounding up. I mean, as we do, right?
Yeah, you rounded up 3 years.
3 years, but closer to 10 than not. And I truly feel like it's just like, and I feel like in those next 3 years, time is going to fly by because I'm in school.
Yeah.
And working on my properties. I'm working on my portfolio. I'm working on my body, which is why we're here today, talking to the guy who's helping me with that.
Oh, we're gonna call a guy in where? New Zealand?
Yeah, New Zealand.
Okay, so we'll call him in a few minutes and tell us a little bit about him. What is he?
In his words, I call him a brick condiment, but he says he's large. I would say he's extra triple large. He is. So here's what happened. I was on the gram. As we all are, right? And I was, because I follow a lot of fitness at the time when I was pregnant, and you know, you want to do your snapback. I saw this one woman who was a client of his, and she was really large, like before. And then she became a bodybuilder, and she like had, she looks amazing. I mean, amazing. Wow. So I'm the kind of person, you know me, like I inbox her, I'm like, you did that. You know what I mean? Good for you, girl. Look at you. Look at that. You know what I mean? Like, that's me. And so she's like, oh, I did it with this guy named Jake Campus. And he has Jake Campus Nutrition. That's his at on Instagram. So at Jake Campus, C-A-M-P-U-S Nutrition. So I looked at it. And this guy wasn't just a nutrition, you know, coach. He had done it himself. I mean, he had gone through and done Mr. Olympia. He had done very impressive stuff.
Right.
So his like resume wasn't just I went to college
and
then got a degree and now I'm going to tell you what to do and my body looks like, you know what I mean? It's like he really, really walks the walk and talks the talk. So it was impressive because it's that type of discipline takes so much work. Right. You know what I mean? So I was just really grossly impressed with who he was as a person. So I started following him. And here's what happened. I watched one of his stories one time and he was on vacation and he was like, I'm just here for the food at the poolside. And I was like, listen, I used to go to Playboy parties just for the food. And like we had this conversation and we related. And it turns out he's Italian too. So any Italian's going to talk about food. You can relate to them in 2 seconds. My husband did the most romantic thing for me a week ago. He let me take a nap. Then he woke me up by going, I brought you tacos. And so it's like anyone can make me love them. Yeah, forget bring me a bouquet of flowers. You bring a bouquet of tacos. That's like, I mean, I'll put on lingerie right then. You know what I mean? Oh my God, you know? So my husband, you know, but so like this guy, you know, we related over food. And so he started following me and you know, we've kind of talked about investment properties and everything under the sun. Been able to have some sort of like friendship and then he kind of helped me out with, you know, my body and myself post baby. So then, you know, I started to see these massive results in myself where I had never had them before. And it happened. I mean, I had a baby 10 months ago, my fourth baby 10 months ago.
Yeah.
And I had a C-section. It was a lot of work, C-sections.
Wow.
So he really, really, really gave me the right advice that I needed. He tweaked everything for me and made it easy for me to fall back into where I needed to feel comfortable.
Right.
I feel like he needs to share that with everybody. And he does it online too. So it's very easy. It's very accessible. He's very personable. And, you know, he follows his own advice. So it's like, you know, if you go see a psychologist and they're divorced, you're like, goodbye. You know what I mean? Like, but you see a nutrition coach who's doing it and you know, they look phenomenal. You're like, okay, I'm listening to everything that you say.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. And he's just a wonderful person.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, people have to have proof that they can actually do it before they can expect you to believe in them, you know?
Yeah. All of his results are amazing.
Yeah.
Like his clients, if you look at his page, he takes on really difficult clients and he transforms their life. Now, like, these are people with like eating disorders.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like he would rehabilitate them, because you think about like alcoholism, whatever else, people who have those type of disorders, same thing with eating.
Right.
And if you can take on that and you can make someone change their life, that's a big deal. Like you're a special person,
that's
you know?
True.
You deserve a pat on the back or something, or a radio interview in LA. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so we'll give him a call. We won't keep him waiting too long, and we'll find out a little from him. So he's in New Zealand. We're going to call him right now, and his name is Jake Campus.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So this is Sam, and we're here with Leah. We checked with you before the show. And so it's nice to be introduced to you. Leah was saying great things about you, so we thought we'd have you on the show for a few minutes. You're in New Zealand, right?
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Eric, because it's early there, too. What time is it, Jake?
It's like 5 a.m. over here, so.
Oh, wow. It's 5 a.m.
Well, thank you for getting up for us, you know. I started getting up early, too, trading stock and stuff, because here it starts at 6:30 in the morning, you know.
Yeah, it does. Pre-market's at 6, and 6:30 is,
right.
Hey, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Jake, what time do you usually get up in the morning?
Not that much later than this. Normally about 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I guess people that are, like, into regimens and stuff get up early.
Listen, this man is not more than into a regiment. Like, he is militant, apparently, because I don't understand the execution. Like, honestly, Jake, how tall are you? Like, in feet, cause I can't do math right now, or at all, ever.
6'2".
Oh, my God. Okay, and how much do you weigh?
110 kilograms, which is, like, maybe, like, 230, 240.
Solid muscle. Pounds. Solid muscle.
All muscle.
Oh my God. He's ginormous. Like I would be afraid if I had a gun and met him and you know, he was disarmed. I would be nervous. I'd be like, whoa, my God. Will this bullet stop this man? I'm not really sure at this point.
Yeah. So before we go on, tell people how they can see you, how they can find you, maybe on Instagram or something so they can follow us.
Yeah. So my name's Jake Campus Nutrition on Instagram and Facebook. That's predominantly my core businesses. I'm a nutritionist and run New Zealand's largest private nutrition company. So we also service a lot of online clients around the world. And that's where you can sort of find me and what I do and what I'm about.
Right. Have you? How long have you been into fitness and eating right? I mean, has this been something you've done all your life, or is it more recent? How did you come into
it? At the very fresh age of 16, I decided that I wanted to build some muscle. So I took a part-time job and bought some unflavored protein powder, which I would flavor with what we call Milo over here, which I think is just essentially Nesquik, what you guys have.
Uh-huh.
It's just the powdered sugary chocolate drink. So,
right.
And I started to just, you know, read, and I asked my maths teacher if he would let me train in the school gym at like 6 in the morning with him. And that's how I sort of got into fitness, was just my own research and asking people to sort of take me under their wing.
Wow.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Did you do, so is this all you've done in your life, or have you done some other things too, as far as career, I mean?
My career has predominantly been in the health and fitness industry, but I've owned 2 gyms, I've owned supplement stores, I've ran gyms, I've owned my nutrition company this whole time, I've produced and manufactured supplements, I currently produce and manufacture food goods, and I also run a fitness and fashion organization called the WBFF. So,
that's not impressive at all. None of that's impressive, Jake. Can you just find something else that's important for us to talk about? Because Jesus Christ, can you tell me also all the titles and stuff that you've gone after? Because not only are you, you know, doing all these impressive things, but you've done some really impressive work through those organizations. So what have you done in bodybuilding as well?
So I turned pro in the IFBB League in 2015, mm-hmm. In which I placed second place in the Colorado Mile High Pro, the Dennis James Classic in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Dallas, Texas Pro Show. Second in all those three shows in my rookie season, which qualified me for the Mr. Olympia in 2015, in which I placed in the top 16.
So impressive.
Then from... Sorry, what was the question?
No, I said so impressive. Like that's so, because I saw your pictures of your flashbacks and how lean you got, and I can't not eat. That's my problem. So I was like, God, I know how like he must have just like depleted himself. It was so impressive. Like veins were everywhere. Veins were in his nose. It was ridiculous. It was amazing.
Wow.
And then I transitioned to another organization called the WBFF, which last year I placed ninth in the world at their world event in the Bahamas. So, yeah, I've had a pretty good career professionally with the fitness side of things. Again, it's something I enjoy, and it links up with the work that I do, not only for myself, but what I can help clients with as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where you like born, like the idea of prepped became, was it born through that kind of, I mean, obviously you're a nutritionist and you can kind of, you know, divvy out macros better, but did you kind of just realize that's where the deficit was?
Yeah, I found it was a loophole in the market. You know, for those who don't know what prepped is, it's my meal preparation service, but it varies a little bit too. It's not a complete meal. It's the ingredients to make the meal, but already pre-cooked. For example, you get half a pound of pre-cooked and flavored chicken breast with, you know, half a pound of pre-cooked flavored rice or, you know, roast vegetables. And then you can divvy the portion sizes for either yourself or you and your partner, or use it as a base for a meal for a family. So it was just sort of a gap in the market. We saw that individual pre-made meal only really suits that one person, mm-hmm. Because they have to heat it up and it's a solo meal for them to have.
Right.
Whereas this can be a part of a ingredients list that people can use to make a range of things for either themselves or them and their partner or family.
Right. He makes some really great stuff too. I'm trying to convince him to come out to LA. I'm like, Jay, please bring this to LA for me, because I can't order prepped from New Zealand and I'm sick of prepping for me and my husband. Like, I love him.
Well, but can't you get the recipes and stuff from him?
I don't want to cook it. I don't want to cook it. Okay. I want him to cook it for me.
Like, oh, okay. Right.
I want someone else to raise my children, and I want someone else to cook for me. Is that a problem? Yeah. Like, I mean, is that unrealistic?
She wants Sting to come and sing for her on her birthday. You know, I mean,
Sting?
Or whoever.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. I'm like, yeah,
Paul McCartney or something. You know, I mean, you know, you're asking someone who's pretty busy to come and cook for you.
No. I want I told him, I was like, Jake, you need to bring it over here. Your company has to come over here. So I think you should branch out. Not necessarily Jake. I don't think Jake's in the kitchen out there cooking himself anyway. But yeah. I mean,
let's be clear. Like, I facilitate the opportunities to happen, but I'm not making these meals.
Yes,
myself.
No. Jake does not have on a chef hat or anything else. Although I do think if you ever got like a calendar going of you like in like chef clothes or something, it would sell quickly. It would sell quickly. It would sell quickly.
I wanted to ask you, Jake. You're in New Zealand, and I guess this is one of the places that have kicked the virus completely, right? Or do you guys still have the...
Yeah, 100%. So we have zero cases of COVID-19 for 17 days now.
Wow.
And we have no... we've eliminated the virus essentially completely, so we've moved into level one, which is life and business as usual.
Right.
So jealous.
No real need to. They're asking us to be sensible with our social distancing, but businesses can operate as normal. There's no restrictions around anything.
Do you still have to wear masks?
We don't have to wear masks. No, nothing.
Oh, great.
We have no cases of COVID-19 in the country.
Wow.
Wow.
How did they do that? Do you know?
We went hard from the beginning. So as soon as it started to spread, we locked our borders down,
right?
And we went into a lockdown scenario where you couldn't leave your house and only essential businesses could operate.
Right.
So that was 7 weeks, basically. The whole country spent like that. So that's 7 weeks. None of us could work face-to-face with clients. The government gave a subsidy to employment business owners, basically, to try and keep as much of their staff as possible during that time.
Right.
Basically the country was on hold for almost 2 months. You couldn't do anything. Right. You were restricted to your house, and you could go for one walk around the neighborhood, and that was it.
Right. Yeah, it's been pretty much like that here, but we've got so many deaths and cases of it that I think it's a little like what we've done here is too little too late, you know?
And yeah.
So we've already been through this for 3 months and still there's no end in sight.
Yeah, in case you guys need another reason to move to New Zealand,
yeah,
there's
exactly.
your reason right there. Jake Campos makes you food and then you can go and not wear a mask.
And plus it is beautiful there, right?
Oh my God, that's the one place I told him, I think a long time ago, that's the one place on my bucket list I want to go. Ever since I watched Lord of the Rings, it's over with for me. I want to be in New Zealand.
That's
I want to breathe air from New Zealand.
Right.
I do.
It's pretty crazy over here in terms of the how green and fresh everything is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, every time I fly into LA and I walk out of the airport, it's the first thing I notice is the air.
Yeah.
Feels sick and polluted.
It's so gross. And during the COVID like lockdown, we had so much cleaner air. And even wildlife was returning to the ocean closer to the shores and stuff. It was impressive. But I mean, that's the one thing that I want to do is I like told my husband, I was like, if you want to impress me, which you should want to, and take me to New Zealand one day, because that's where I want to go. I mean, like, I just literally want to go to a place of the earth that doesn't feel touched.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
LA is so congested.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Jake, I have a quick question for people out there who, I guess, are new novice to, you know, wanting to lose weight, mothers, people who are wanting to build muscle, even people who are older and everything else. What would you suggest as the first thing that they should do? Do you think that they should hire a nutrition coach? Because that's kind of, I mean, like, look, I think that people work out all the time. I see them in the gym, but their body never changes. You know what I mean? Because their diet never changes, right?
Yeah. So it's about what you eat. Too,
right.
So just exercise.
Oh, 100%. Because I've been like, look, I had my fourth kid just 10 months ago, and I've been just gut busting all the time, just trying to get it done. But I know that I am essentially Italian. And when I see a plate of pasta, I'm like, it feels sacrilegious not to touch it or like, I don't know, eat a piece of it or something. So it's the hardest part. But what would you think for those people who are beginning, who are at any range, at any point, do you think that they need you first and then a gym? Or do you think you should have a good trainer in tandem with it?
Honestly, I've seen more results with people getting guidance on the food aspect and working out from home than investing in a personal trainer and not really paying attention to the food. And that's no disrespect to personal trainers because they do an amazing job. It is just outlining the key point that the food is such a large portion of what we do. To lose body fat, obviously you have to be operating in what's called a calorie deficit. So that needs to be where your body has less calories available than it's burning per day. And exercise by nature will burn calories, but you can create a larger deficit by controlling your food intake than you can through exercising. You know, the average 40-minute workout with a personal trainer would be around 300 or 400 calories versus to lose a kilo of fat, you need to be at a deficit of 8,000 calories. So, you know, one workout with a PT isn't really going to get you even close to that 8,000 versus managing your food intake with even just doing monitoring your steps with your phone just to control your output through, you know, how much movement you make in a day. So definitely food first.
Right. I feel like you're totally talking to me personally right now. I'm a fatty. I've tried so hard, but then he ruins my life and posts pictures of like 3 or 4 different apples. And he was like, this one is 130 calories. This one. And I'm like, Jake, stop ruining my life. Like, I'm just trying to eat an apple. Come on now. Now I think about everything. Cause one time he was posting like oils and salad dressings and everything else. And he just makes you think about everything, which is really important because you don't think about everything when you're drinking a Coke. You don't necessarily think about that, adding that into your calories. And it sounds asinine to say in some way, but it's true. Like, I know people who really just don't think about like their drinks adding up and how much that can change, like Jake said, the deficit.
Even the condiments,
you're in.
Like your dressings and your, you know, your sauces, those can add up pretty quickly as well.
That's true. Yeah. I started eating salads only with olive oil. So, you know, it's been a lot better. It tastes better too than just.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're perfect for Jake because. You know? Jake, he just had a stroke. I'm about to matchmake you two right now with nutrition. And I'm like, he's like one of my favorite people. I can't let him slip into a coma or death or anything else. Like, you have to save him with me and rehabilitate this man.
I don't need to be saved.
Yes,
okay.
You do. Yes, you
I'm
do.
Fine. I've changed my diet quite a bit since then and I'm doing a lot better, but
I can't allow it. Okay. I love you too much. I would be devastated if something, because I didn't even know this happened to you.
No, but listen, I mean, I quit smoking and all that stuff, so I'm doing what I need to
That's
do.
That's true. You did quit smoking, which is a huge feat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I listened to the doctor and stuff.
Yeah.
But Jake, we're just about out of time. Tell people, so you can help people remotely too, right? If they're in LA or something.
We've developed an online nutrition platform through our website, www.jcn.co.nz. So we can remotely work with you. You'll be allocated one of my team of university qualified nutritionists who essentially you work with them one-on-one to customize a meal plan that suits your lifestyle, no matter where you are based in the world, the foods you like, the foods you won't eat, how much you'd like to be training. And then we can cater to your progress as you progress and you stay accountable to us. Right. We can manage that through the online platform and help get you to your goals and also teach you how to maintain them.
Sounds good.
I think one important thing too that I definitely want to mention that I saw with your results was with Megan Campbell, one of your clients. She's phenomenal.
Amazing.
Oh my God. So like one of the things that's important to mention about you is that it's not just like, it's almost like alcoholism. If there's someone who has a problem with, I guess, you know, bulimia or anorexia or even, you know, overeating, I've seen you work wonders with them. I mean, so I think that it's good to mention if you're at any stage or if you are having any type of problem, I feel like you're beneficial for that. And I feel like starting in one place, you make a, you know, a domino effect of changes. So it's best to just give it a shot. Because I think that you're well-versed in all of these things. I mean, I saw huge changes in her. That's how I essentially found you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, definitely reach out if you have any questions or, you know, you just want to know more about the services. We've been in the industry for 13 years and we've worked with a range of clients, like Lee said, through eating disorders to food allergies to mums to athletes, so we can definitely structure something that's going to work for you.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, so tell people again how they can get a hold of you. What's the website again?
So the website's www.jcn.co.nz and my Instagram is Jake Campus Nutrition.
Sounds good. Jake, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Very impressive, and we wish you continued success. Everybody who wants to really take themselves seriously, get a hold of him. He doesn't have to be in L.A. This is one of those things that you can learn over the phone or over the computer, whatever, and get yourself...
get yourself fit. Look fine.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Get back. Get your body back.
Get your life, too.
Right. Okay,
thanks,
Jake.
Scott. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being on. Thanks for waking up earlier. We appreciate it.
Welcome.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye bye.
See ya. Bye.
Very cool guy.
Super cool. Super doll.
I wonder what it's like to live in
New Zealand.
Live in New Zealand. Yeah.
I want to find out. Yeah. I really do. I'm not kidding.
I
like long before Jake was a thing or I knew who he was, it was Lord of the Rings. It just, like, it looks like Earth has not been touched there. You know what I mean? Like, it's absolutely stunning. Like, I
know,
want to go get lost.
And the people seem nice, you know? I mean, there's probably not all these fucking politics and shit that we have here, you know? And that's what I'm thinking. Maybe after
not
the
even
election.
COVID, no COVID there.
Yeah.
Let's take a flight and go see Jake and go get some of his meatballs. Cause
I know. I mean, you know, after the election this year, I may have to move.
I'm going to tell you what. If you write, you write. Yeah, it's just so, honestly, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm whatever. With you on that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, whatever side you're on, the thing is that if it doesn't turn out the way you want,
time
I think,
to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about this. I'm like, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, so, I can't either. I agree with you. Right. And look, you know, the hard part for me is I'm from the South where people love him.
Yeah. So, listen, a couple things. Oh, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the stock market since you're doing something too with it, right?
Yeah, my husband and I are.
So what do you do? You guys invest in stocks for long term and things like that? Or?
Yeah, we're trying to retire early. We're greedy with life.
Right.
We have had so many children, we're sick of doing anything other than, you know, being around each other, and that's what we want to do long term. So my husband and I have investment properties. We have we don't have any car payments right now, nothing like that. Everything we have, we own. We don't have any debts either or anything else.
That's very nice.
Yeah, you know. So that's kind of like our long term projections. Like obviously we're in SpaceX, anything Elon Musk has his hands on, Amazon, companies that are profiting right now.
Right.
But, you know, Warren Buffett's partner, and Warren Buffett pulled everything out of the market. They're investing in China right now. So really? We've talked about it.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know if I would, but.
I mean, look, I'm going to get where the money is. That's the American dream right there for sure. I hate to pull it out of our economy, but at the same time, like, what am I going to do? Let it tank?
But what do you know about China stocks? You know, I mean.
Well, I mean, just as much as I did when I started American stocks. At this point, nothing. I just right now, the people who have, at this point, the yen is about to come my yang. You know, I mean, but right now, we definitely have all of our money here for long-term projections. We have dividend-paying stocks. You like to day trade the faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that I like it so much as I'm learning it right now. And I'm losing on the simulator like fucking crazy.
No, what did you lose today? I mean, what did you do today?
Today, 400.
That's not bad. That's
but
not bad.
But that's the real money. I'm just to let people know that I'm not ready to go from the simulator into real money until I'm very good at turning profits on the simulator. So I don't know how in the beginning I was having like good
days. How long have you been on the simulator?
A month now.
Okay, so how long do they typically suggest that you should be on there?
Okay, so that's people say things differently, but it can be 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months?
Until you're good.
So, okay, do you have a coach or anyone who's helping you? Or?
Okay, well, I have it online.
Uh-huh.
There's a place called Trade Warriors.
Okay.
And the guy has been doing this for 10 years now. And no, what did I say it's called? No, not Trade Warriors. Warrior Trading.
Okay.
Okay. So that's like the biggest. I mean, he's got like thousands and thousands of people on there. And it's a bit pricey, but I got like huge discounts and stuff on there. But still, they're telling you, you know, not just them, because I read a lot of trading books and stuff, trying to understand.
You have
it
to.
From different perspectives.
You really do. Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where it's like everyone has a technique and you have to kind of follow the bigger names in it.
Right, and follow the strategies.
Yeah,
you know?
It requires a study. It's not just something you can jump into. So,
so that's what they're
that.
Saying. You know what I mean? They're saying you expect to make a lot of money. It's just like a doctor or anything else. You got to go to school.
Absolutely.
In many professions, you go to school for years. And here, it's really not that long when you think about it.
No, six months
to
is
eight
nothing.
Months. Yeah,
yeah,
you know?
6 months is nothing.
It flies by quickly, you know. So, in fact, actually, I've been on the simulator for closer to 2 months, I think. A month and a half, yeah.
That's good, though. You're doing a great job. I mean, you're getting out there. You're crushing it.
Exactly. And I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning every day.
Aww, I mean, do you have your coffee with you? Yeah. I can just picture you in my head all snuggled up with a little robe on, you know, day trading.
Actually not. I get up in the morning. I put my pajama bottoms on. I go sit outside.
Oh, are they off?
With
my laptop, mister.
When I'm sleeping. No pajamas.
You go,
for
girl.
Me. I don't sleep naked, but no pajamas, you know, just underwear and t-shirt. But at any rate, so I get up in the morning and I do this and I try to follow him, but day trading is very different.
It's
very
fast paced.
It's very
fast.
It's
options, it's high risk for sure.
And this just falls. This just, well, it's not options, it's stocks. It's regular stocks.
Oh, okay. So, okay, you're not doing, okay, you're not
no,
looking
no,
into options.
No, I don't
reason.
Even know what option, how I would go about it. No, this is stock, real stock.
Oh, okay.
So you have a scanner, which is like software that finds the ones that have the most volume and biggest gaps when it's off hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a lot of volume, then the price gets volatile.
Right.
And you need volatility in day trading, because if the price doesn't move, you're not making any money. You know?
Right, right.
This simply speeds up what you do, but instead of months, it's like seconds.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, so you want it to go up and down, but you want to be, but you got to be really careful what you do. I mean, today, one stock dropped by a dollar in a second.
In a second. Doesn't it hurt your heart, too? You're like, ugh, I hate that.
But I wasn't in that trade, so good. But sometimes it'll go up a dollar or a dollar 50 in like a second.
In a second, and you got to trade it really fast.
You know, so that's why it's risky.
Got to have a good trigger finger.
Yeah. You know, it's risky and everything. You have to understand how to use the platform, the software.
Yeah.
You know, you need to understand the market. I mean,
so the software you have is not just a simulator. It's actually for trading as well. So you're using this in app to trade. Like it's like Ameritrade in some way, or, you know.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
But they have a simulator that's not the same. Well, it's almost the same as the broker that I have. You know, so so it's very, very similar. Yeah.
Well, see, we buy stuff like we bought like Disney, because Disney bought ESPN, and they have the Disney
for
app
long
coming
terms,
out. For long term, because we see
those stocks.
That's
Amazon,
gonna be a very
Tesla,
yeah,
all
absolutely
these.
SpaceX,
I agree,
you know,
with
those
you.
Types of companies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then we bought Delta too. Delta's doing, you know, it's going back up now. While it was down, we were like, whoop, you know, like that's I like to buy low and then watch it, you know, climb. I don't want to buy when it's high. Obviously no one does, but at the same time, like we had, you know, we had a bull market for quite some time.
That's
and then
true,
all of a sudden, boop, COVID happened. I was like, whoa, $10,000 cash. Let's go in the market
let's have a party. Yeah. That's true. That was a good time to get in.
Yeah, it was.
You know, so, so that's that. And, I mean, people can make money. Let me tell you, this guy has got a track record of making money. I mean, every day he shows you on his computer what he does.
What he's done.
He also grew an account from 500 to $1 million in like 3 years or something.
Dang.
2 years, 3 years. But now he makes an average of 10, 20, 30,000 a day.
Yeah. Wes does same thing. He does the same thing, but he touches with his IRA. So he can't touch it in retirement. So he plays with his IRA. But
Well, this guy's got IRA too. But,
but
the thing is that you can make a lot of money on it, but you have to be good. I mean, he tells you, he says, look, I've been doing it for 10 years. I used to lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, but the nice thing is when you have a simulator, you're not losing real money, you know. So
a monopoly money.
So you
I
get
love
to
it.
Learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, before that, and many people, the reason they fail is they just go in it. You know, they don't know shit about anything. They're just like, oh, here, I'll get this stock. And,
you know what? You don't know
I'll
shit
do
about fuck, and you just lost everything.
Exactly.
That's people doing it all the time.
And that's what they do. They blow their accounts in 2 seconds.
Oh, man. That's so sad. People blow their retirement and stuff like that. Oh, it hurts my heart. It really, really does.
So you need to learn risk management and to manage your position. Like, you don't want to be too deep into it. There's a lot of things to learn.
Yeah.
And I'm learning it. So I get irritated. Today I just like slammed my fucking laptop this morning.
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Because this is like 8 straight days of red.
Because you get irritated so easily that it's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. His face turns red and it's just adorable. It's adorable.
And profanities come out.
But it's okay. Same. Profanities come out for me like on a Tuesday just doing nothing. You know what I mean? Like I'm Italian. That's just me. You know what I mean?
But for me, computer problems are the worst, you know.
Oh, man. That happened one time on a trading app when we had bought some puts, right? Market tanked. We were going to sell them. And then Ameritrade actually got sued for it because they like all of a sudden, oh, we have technical difficulties. Like, okay, well, on the day I'm about to make like $20,000, appreciate you. You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me right now? So it was infuriating, you know, because then it's just like, you can't process. I understand that completely. So frustrating. Oh, nothing's worse than that.
You see, and that's the thing, though, is that E-Trade doesn't charge you anything for commission.
Uh-huh.
It's zero, but it's not good for day trading. They're not fast enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you need really fast service and It's just the way they connect, you know, because they're not made for day trading, you know. So if you trade like you, okay, where
long-term projections
where only moves a couple dollars a day, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to buy it.
Not at all.
Yeah. Right?
The only thing that happens is when I buy and then like the next day it tanks and I'm just like, oh.
Right. But that's the thing. You're in long term, so you shouldn't look at it every day.
I know, you see I know, that? I know. It's
definitely a punishment. I would. So that's
it's like
why
the scale, looking at the scale every day. It's like, why won't you move? You
know? Exactly. You know, and it's crazy. And then you go, how can I sit on this for a couple of years? I mean, every time something's going to happen, I want to pull it out. I want to add more.
That's my husband. That's my husband all day long. He's Middle Eastern.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So he needs to do day trading because you need the action, you know?
Ugh,
you want the action.
He gets enough action. He's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he can't be in a situation where he has that either, because if he loses volatility, the whole house is going to come down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's
like, true. He's just, and it's, again, I love people with an attitude. It's just the cutest thing ever to me. And my husband is one of those. It's adorable. It's adorable when he loses. I love it.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, so I kind of, but I mean, I'm really into it. And I decided I'm not going to give up until I learn this thing, you know.
You shouldn't.
Because
that's good.
The money is
so
good.
The tenacity,
I like
it.
You know?
Yeah.
And the lifestyle, too. I mean, the thing is, the action only happens for an hour in the morning, and then everything slows down completely.
Yeah. Hey, listen, when you get that Trump money, you can be zaddy to anybody. Yeah, you know what I mean? You're trying to get that girl. Look at you get that girl. I see you getting that bank account right, so you can get the girls right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, get the girls.
Hey, it's L.A.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
All you got to do is have a bank account in L.A., and people will be like.
Exactly. The women know how to find it.
See, I want to be like Cher. I want to, like, you know, her mom told her you should marry a rich man. She said, Mom, I am a rich man. Like, I want to be Cher. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I like having my own money. I love making my own money. I love investments. I mean, I love it.
Right.
It's my favorite thing ever.
That's very cool. So you're already thinking of retirement. I mean, you're still in your 30s, right?
Yeah. That's when to think about it.
Okay. So what age do you want to retire at?
So what we would like to do is we'd like to finish buying rentals. My husband and I, we bought a house recently. We bought it at 395, right? Okay.
Wow.
So, not, I mean, it's not bad, but, you know, especially.
What do you mean it's not bad? It's great, but it's not in the city, right?
No, thank God. But
right.
I mean, I don't want my kids
in the
suburbs, city either.
Yeah.
I don't want my kids in the city either.
No, I just want people to know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's known that prices in LA are
high. They're way inflated. But at the same time, I have four small children, you know, between 9 and 9 months. I'm not trying to have them in the city. You know, for me, I would live there if I was by myself. But so we did that in an area where we realized there will be a great expansion. And so what we're doing is we bought low and we have paid off solar. So we bought it because it was improperly coded as a Millaroos property. Love it. So we were able to get it at a much lower rate. So now the house across the street, same floor plan, same everything, is going for $458, and the one behind it's going for $475. And all we're doing is taking and throwing in grass and then putting down floors ourselves, because I can do it. I mean, thank God my husband married a woman from Alabama. You welcome, baby. And then I can put down floors myself and stuff like that, and I can repaint, give it a little facelift. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a woman in her 40s, you know, just a little low-top knit tuck.
Okay.
And then we go ahead and we rent them out.
Right.
And we refinance them at that point.
Right.
Because we can get it at a lower rate. When we find a nice little, you know, dip in the interest rates, we can get it at a different rate. We'll take out that money, buy another property.
That's good.
And then we have the renters in there who pay off our
then
mortgage
for
us.
You got another streaming income coming
in. And then,
in.
Yeah, eventually, so you asked when we're going to retire. The idea is when we have enough rental properties where they're making money and we're just working for insurance.
Right.
And we're making our own money, and then we're just putting into savings. We have four children. We're leaving them a legacy. You know, they think we're broke and that's perfect. You know what I mean? Like, good. You know, we are. We're rich. You're broke. Let's be clear. You know what I mean? Like, we're doing fine. Until we're dead, you won't have anything.
Yeah,
so, and
exactly.
We make them work very hard and kind of, you know, figure out and navigate their own life. And so, but that's, you know, all of our money, everything. We don't buy new anything, don't care about brand name anything.
Yeah.
We don't have a car payment, anything. We just keep it all in the market and keep it all in investments right now. So we can retire early, because we're raising four children. We're tired.
That's true.
I'm 34, but I'm tired. I want a nap right now.
You're fucking tired.
I'm exhausted. You know, like, I'm in school.
What am I supposed to say, Leah?
You're supposed to have a nap too.
I've lived 60 fucking years. Okay, I'm tired too.
I mean, hey, listen, everybody, a nap and tacos is what we all need. Every one of us could use a good nap and some good tacos right now.
No, I try to get a nap just about every day.
Oh, yes.
Because I get tired anyway from the heat and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
My God, same.
Because I like to sit outside, you know, so.
Yeah, it's a good, like, the good way to sweat, get all the toxins right. out, do the same thing.
But it gets too hot to sit outside, but I still sit outside because I like being in the fresh air all the time.
Yeah, you know? That's exactly why I want to go to New Zealand. I totally want to go out there and get all that fresh air and soak it up. I agree, because I'll take my kids outside, put them in the pool and just let them swim and, you know, do kid things. Because right. I feel like kids these days, it's just with electronics.
Right.
And I'm fine with that because it's the world has changed and evolved, like whatever. But at the same time, like, let me get them outside using their brains and being, you know, creative and doing fun kid stuff. So, but I like to go out there with them and I'll just lay out and catch some sun and it's fun. It's nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, Leah, we're out of time. The show just flew by.
I miss you.
Right?
Ah!
Well, you'll have to come back. It's just that Jen is still funny about having people in the studio, so
you're
going to have to wait. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, she disinfects the whole area when she comes in, everything, even though they clean it at night.
I love her.
But,
she's a cutie.
Yeah, you know, so, but she wants to stay safe, so.
Yeah,
but
just give her one of the shields that they have, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Shield, a sputum shield, if you will.
But I'm glad you're back, and we'll see you more. You know, I mean, you're welcome to the show anytime.
Oh, thank you.
All right, then if you guys want to see Leah, do you want anybody to find you on Instagram or anything?
I have shut down the major Instagram, but you can find me at Mama Gadala. It's MamaGadallah. Mama Gadala.
Sounds good. All right, Leah, all the best to you.
All the best to you, my Samuel Amy.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.